You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got a lot of stuff to talk about this next hour, how aircraft noise is tied to heart disease in two different studies. We are talking about living near an airport, linking you to heart disease. Then 3D printed bacteria. They are able to print out Don't Ask, and that's able to help scientists figure out more. I think they really look cool, these little 3D donut-looking cocci. Pretty cool stuff. We'll talk about 3D bacteria. Men are still anxious about their size of certain body parts, even if they don't have to be. What is the root of all this anxiety? And I want to talk about Marilyn Monroe and some of the cosmetic surgery that she had. Interesting, as her x-rays are up for auction. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about this hour, but we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We had a great conversation about some homeopathic type stuff in the previous hour. Cheryl had called. I guess she's called back. She's got another point to make. Cheryl, calling from Florida. How you doing, sweetie?
I just wanted to say that I am 68 years old and have used homeopathics for 30 years, the last 30 years, with no need for allopathic medicine. I'm on Medicare. How can we, and the royal family just used homeopathy for four generations.
Mm-hmm.
How can we get this into the Medicare system, because it is so effective and so inexpensive and eliminates surgeries? I supposed to have a hysterectomy. Did not need it after homeopathy.
I love it. I'm a huge fan of homeopathy. We got to get rid of the lawsuits. If there is any way to protect doctors from the lawsuits or protect Medicare or insurance companies, homeopathy, it's phenomenal. I can't tell you how many things it's helped me with. But we just don't have the same protections that doctors can use in a courtroom when it comes to FDA, et cetera. And because we have no sign of any relief when it comes to tort reform and, stopping all the liability charges, nothing's going to move towards complementary alternative homeopathic medicine. It's a shame.
Okay, but what about all the side effects of drugs? I mean, million times more than homeopathy. So how can the pharmaceuticals get away with it?
No, I hear you. I mean, there's definitely, I think what it is, like, for example, one of my patients who I inherited from a homeopath, the homeopath sent her to me because she had breast cancer, and the homeopathy didn't work. The breast cancer was already end stage. She ended up dying a few months later, et cetera. Family wanted to sue, not us, because we didn't start the homeopathy. We're the ones that encouraged her to see the breast specialist, consider some sort of therapy, even though she was already end stage. We wanted her evaluated, but people always blame, whether it's the pharmaceutical company or not. The FDA approving a drug offers some protection. But, and I'm not saying the homeopathy didn't cause her cancer, but what I'm saying is she chose not to go the allopathic medicine route to fight her cancer. Homeopathy didn't work. People wanted blood in her family. They wanted blood and they wanted money. And so you have a little bit more protection with FDA or using pharmaceutical-grade pharmaceuticals than you do using homeopathy. Now, why don't we get the FDA involved in homeopathy? That, I think it would probably ruin homeopathy, but maybe that would offer the doctors some protection.
Well, the FDA approves homeopathy. Homeopathy is an over-the-counter, and it's FDA-approved.
Well, I mean, in terms of treatments, like, for example, when these medications, like these antidepressants, all right, they're FDA approved for certain indications. They're indicated for certain diseases, et cetera. So, like, for example, if somebody has diabetes, I've known people who have used homeopathy for diabetes. That's phenomenal. That's great. Okay, but you have FDA approved drugs for diabetes. I don't know what we have in terms of homeopathy that are FDA approved for diabetes. So if one of your patients gets a diabetic ulcer, that family could sue the doctor because they didn't use an FDA-approved drug for that disease.
Well, see, we're dealing with treating the whole person rather than a specific disease.
Which I
treat
prefer.
The whole person.
Right, right. Well, you have a constitution. By the way, Cheryl, what's your constitution?
Well, phosphorus is one.
Nice.
Okay. And Nate Muir.
Nice.
Sensitive.
Yeah, see, because I mean, the homeopathy, I would love for modern medicine to take that on. I'm in full agreement with you, Cheryl. I'm not arguing with you. I'm on the same side. But if you want to know why it's not being integrated, it's that. I mean, it's probably the trial lawyers. There is, if somebody said, you know what, you can't sue a doctor if they use homeopathy, the trial lawyers would have a fit. That say that goes against the Constitution. It goes against doctors have to be liable if the homeopath it doesn't work. Now, mind you, doctors are still liable if the pharmaceutical doesn't work, but the doctors have to still practice within the realm. It has to be approved, indicated. We can't go off label. That's why. I mean, I'm in agreement with you. It's just, it's just too litigious a society.
Well, I think the people using homeopathy are looking for more of a preventative, holistic health, and homeopathy is a preventative. By the time you get cancer, it's almost too late, although there is some remedies that can help. But basically, I use homeopathy as a preventative.
Exactly.
I mean, I can prevent
that. Yeah, it's a way of life. I mean, your homeopathy, and thank you, Cheryl, for calling. I mean, the whole premise behind using homeopathic medicine is to look at a whole person, not bunch everybody into the same group where, okay, y'all get the same blood pressure medicine. You look at the type of person, for example, you could be a certain constitution depending on when you get hungry, when you poop. Like, for example, there's one constitution where after you eat, you have to poop right away. Some of you do that. Some of you don't. Well, those of you that have to poop right after you eat, that you're a different bill. You're a different constitution. All right, guys, don't go away. BPA and breast cancer. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess more research is needed on this antidepressant diabetes link. Right? Apparently there's been some concern that antidepressants could raise diabetes risks. They say there's a link, according to Catherine Bernard from the University of Southampton in the UK. She told Reuters Health that a definite association cannot be drawn, but there is clearly a link between antidepressant medication and type 2 diabetes. Now, the results, they say, are all over the place, study to study and drug to drug. This study says, yes, there's some reason to worry. This is something to watch for and think about. Now, these antidepressants that I believe they're talking about are the SSRIs, although I thought there was a study looking at the tricyclic antidepressants as well. Now, as far as I'm concerned, okay, if I'm depressed, I go and eat comfort food, all right, and I am not going to go to the gym. So how I look at it is my patients on antidepressants that are feeling better, etc., I don't think I've ever diagnosed a patient who I put on an antidepressant and then within a year or two diagnosed them with diabetes. So I haven't seen this relationship. Now, mind you, I use the newer antidepressants. I'm not using the older ones like the tricyclic antidepressants. All right. But then again, many people naturally, with the progression of age, do become diabetic. We talked about Tom Hanks the other day, right? 36 years old, he was having high blood sugars. It wasn't until 20 years later, when he's 57, that they diagnosed him with diabetes. But why did it take so long? Was he borderline this whole time? Now, maybe it's also because when I do diagnose diabetes, I diagnose it early. I mean, if I think you're turning diabetic, I tell you. I may not call you a full-blown diabetic, but I will say you're pre-diabetic. Let's start you on diet, exercise, etc. And so, I'm saying the same thing that I told you when it came to the cholesterol medication. When they were looking at a link between cholesterol medication and diabetes, these statins. Okay, do cholesterol medication cause you to be diabetic? Or do most diabetics 10 years prior to becoming diabetic have issues with their cholesterol? Well, that we know. We know many people before they're diabetic had cholesterol issues, big time. Right? If you don't metabolize your cholesterol, after a while, same mechanism, you don't metabolize your sugar. So is it that they were going to get diabetes anyway, whether they were on cholesterol medication or not? Or did the cholesterol medication affect their pancreas? Well, same thing needs to be looked at with these with diabetes. I mean, we take a lot of pharmaceuticals, mind you, a lot. And so I'm not going to be naive and say that these pharmaceuticals don't affect body parts. If somebody told me, Dahlia, antidepressants hurt the pancreas, I'll believe them. All right. I mean, because I don't think any pill you put into your body, whether it's naturopathic, whether it's herbal, whether it's pharmaceutical, is completely inert. Okay. Obviously, it has to work. It has to do something. It has to be in capsule form. It has to be digested. So as far as I'm concerned, these are studies that we should definitely pay attention to. Now, do the benefits outweigh the risks? Do my patients who are on antidepressants, as long as they don't gain weight on them, benefiting? Yeah. Now, my patients who gain weight on the antidepressants, I have a problem with that, and I take them off because weight gain could lead to diabetes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Looks like health officials are urging tuberculosis testing for hundreds of babies, family members, and staff who were at a Las Vegas neonatal intensive care unit this past summer. I live in Las Vegas. My child was born, I believe, at the same hospital. Authorities with the Southern Nevada Health District said Tuesday they are working to contact parents of about 140 babies who are at Summerlin Hospital Medical Center's NICU between mid-May and mid-August and have set up a temporary clinic to test them. Tests of hospital staff and friends and family of a mother have revealed 26 tuberculosis infections, although most of these cases are latent, meaning patients don't show symptoms and they are not contagious. So they've been exposed, but it doesn't mean they're actually affected. All 26, though, are being treated on the safe side. So they think it's unlikely that the babies who have been exposed will come down with tuberculosis, but it's definitely something that they are testing and screening for. A 25-year-old mother had given birth to extremely premature babies in the Las Vegas area in early May. One baby, 3-week-old Emma White, had died of respiratory failure and extreme prematurity, was never tested for TB. The mother had been sick before and after the birth. Now, it's very interesting. When we screen moms, we don't necessarily screen for TB. Well, we didn't when I was in training. Somebody would come in, would screen for HIV, would screen for hepatitis, would screen for syphilis. We get their blood type, get their blood count, check them for infection, STDs, etc. Okay, check to see if they were immune, or not immune, but if they had been exposed to chickenpox. We don't necessarily do TB tests. All right? Now, there's an argument, we'll check everybody for TB. Now, apparently, the mom had died. Her autopsy showed she had tuberculosis meningitis. The second baby was tested for TB, treated, unfortunately died as well. Very sad case. So, should we start to screen for tuberculosis? Should we be screening? Now, as far as I'm concerned, anybody with a cough, a hacky cough, coughing up blood, feeling very sick, etc., I will always offer a TB screen. Yet people coming in labor, when I used to be in labor and delivery, I mean, we would just deliver them. All right, we would deliver the babies, take care of the babies. We didn't necessarily do TB tests unless we were concerned. Maybe we need to step it up a little bit. I don't know. All right. Now, TB, as you know, can be fatal if it's not properly treated. We used to call this consumption, right? When you'd hear in the olden days or you'd read these books saying so-and-so died of consumption, it was tuberculosis. The CDC counted 569 TB deaths in the U.S. back in 2010. That's the most recent year for which data is available. It's obviously spread airborne. Many of you are concerned when you get on a flight and somebody's coughing next to you during the winter season. I always say, well, wear a mask, all right? And I tell you to turn the air, the fan on right in front of your face so it blows things away. But, I mean, tuberculosis can be pretty contagious, all right? They even say dairy cattle can carry the disease, according to Fox News, pass it on through unpasteurized milk. But that is rare. All right. Now, TB cases, remember, are on the decline because we are screening more. Back in, by 2012, we have reached our lowest level since national reporting began in 1953. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right. This was very interesting. Marilyn Monroe. Apparently, there are physician's notes and x-rays, and it appears that Marilyn Monroe did seek help from a plastic surgeon to help make her chin more round, had a chin implant, and even possible a little bit of nose job at the tip of her nose. Apparently, there are x-rays and a file of doctor's notes that are expected to fetch between $15,000 and $30,000 at an auction on November 9th and November 10th at Julian's Auction in Beverly Hills, California. The notes were written by Hollywood's plastic surgeon Michael Gurdon, and it appears to kind of confirm the speculation that Monroe did have some cosmetic surgery. You know, I always thought Marilyn Monroe was pretty, even as Norma Jean, but yeah, her face is a little different. You know, Norma Jean's face is different. Okay, yeah, Norma Jean was a little younger at the time, even though she's still Norma Jean, right? But the chin definitely changed from being a more pointed one to one more round. The x-rays are really cool. You look at her teeth, you see her sinuses. It looks like she might have had a little bit of a deviated septum. Sinuses looked pretty clear. The turbinates I'm looking at right now, very interesting facial structure. I don't really see any prior fractures. Pretty cool stuff. First of all, I don't have that kind of money. I love to collect antiques. I remember on Pawn Stars, they brought in Elvis's records, even a chest x-ray. It didn't go for much. He probably needs to sell it at an auction like this. I don't even know if, Rick bought it. I forget. It was one of those episodes with Elvis's stuff. Marilyn Monroe, I guess, had a 1950 cartilage implant into her chin. I guess the, Dr. Gurdon had saw that the slowly began to dissolve, so she needed, I guess, a little reboot with that. Now, there were x-rays also dated June 7, 1962. She had seen Dr. Gurdon after a late night fall. Unfortunately, 2 months later, she had died at age 36 from an overdose of barbiturates. Some people believe it might have been suicide. Interesting. I'm looking also at her prior history. They're saying she had possible neutropenia when she was in England. I guess low white blood cell count in 1956. 1957, I'm seeing here ectopic in New York City. So she might have had an ectopic pregnancy in 1957, ectopic pregnancy where the fertilized egg doesn't move completely to the uterus, but it kind of stays in the fallopian tube. 1950, he writes, she had a cartilage implant in her chin that unfortunately has been slowly dissolving. And then he notices mild flattening of the chin. He says, I cannot palpate any cartilage subcutaneously. And I guess possibly then decided to do a little more. Interesting stuff. Fascinating x-rays. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had about a month ago asked me about andropause. All right, we got menopause for women, andropause for men. All right, so what's up with that? Now, we've talked about how men's testosterone will fall, but that doesn't necessarily mean you should have low testosterone by a certain age. Many healthy men will have normal testosterone levels. So if you are in your 50s or 60s and you have low testosterone, I strongly urge that other things get checked, such as diabetes, etc. So andropause, and it's interesting because Fox News in the health section today talks about andropause, where you have a very steady decline of your testosterone and your dihydroepiandrosterone, your DHEA. As the hormones decline, You could have lower libido, erectile dysfunction. You could maybe start losing some of your muscle, fatigue, loss of mental sharpness, etc. So, andropause is the term that men are taking on. It's referred to as partial androgen deficiency in males, and they came up with a little acronym, PADAM, P-A-D-A-M. Now, androgen is any hormone that has to deal with certain sexual characteristics, okay? Like, in puberty, your androgens are responsible for your growth of body hair, etc., muscle mass, growth of penis, testicles, sperm production, etc. Men's voice box enlarges, broadening of the chest, muscles, right? Right, you know, kind of, yeah, well, you know how men look, right? Okay, anyway, now, they say starting at age 30, the body levels of testosterone, they say decline 1% every year. They say by age 50, a man may have lost a full 20% of his testosterone. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be low in testosterone. It all depends on your starting point, okay? Men who work, I guess, in certain pharmaceutical labs or agricultural pesticides, etc., being around pesticides or plastics, industrial chemicals, they may notice more decline of androgen than other. And, of course, diabetes will do it as well. Now, many times we look at your DHEA, your DHEA, a precursor in the whole testosterone production, we'll look at both of those. So when you go in for your testosterone, you find it low, we definitely urge that you have a DHEA run. Now, is there anything naturally you could do? I don't think we know. I mean, we always talk about diet, exercise, eating right, but if you are losing your testosterone, just like with estrogen, when you start to make less of it, I don't think we have as much control over our hormones as you would think we would with food or what we were putting into our body, etc. You know, I mean, every woman goes through menopause, no matter what homeopathic or etc. Even if you're taking estrogen, you're still going through menopause. Okay, yeah, it may slow down the bone loss, it may slow down the hot flashes, may help you with some sleep, but you're still aging. Very interesting study that came out. They say men get anxiety about the size of their manhood regardless of how they measure up. So even if their length is a good length, right, of their penis length, all right, they're still anxious. I didn't realize men really worry. I thought they would just make jokes about that on TV. I didn't think guys really worry. I thought guys were a lot more confident. They say, I am who I am. Apparently, lead researcher Dr. David Veal from King's College London explained to Live Science magazine that, like other forms of body dissatisfaction, men's anxiety about their penis size is often unrelated to reality. He also believes that men are far more concerned than women. Now, remember we talked about this? Well, I don't know if many of you remember, but years ago, we talked about a study of what women want. And kind of like the Cinderella glass slipper, women want it to fit. They don't want too big. They don't want too small, right? Or like Goldilocks, it has to be just right. So I think many guys think that if they aren't a certain size, they're not going to satisfy women. That's wrong. Apparently, to conduct the study, Dr. Veal and his colleagues recruited 173 men. This is being reported by Mail Online. Asked them to fill out questionnaires regarding body image, erectile function, and penis anxiety. You heard of penis envy? Men have penis anxiety. Of these men, 46 agreed to have their manhood measured while both flaccid and erect. They found 30% of the men were unhappy with their genitals, while 35% were content. The rest said they weren't sure if they were happy or unhappy. Results showed that older men and gay men were more likely to experience penis anxiety. The penises measured during the study ranged from 7 to 18 centimeters, from flaccid to stretched. Okay, now remember, average is about 5 to 6 inches. When erect, they range from 10 to 20 centimeters long. In terms of girth, 7 to 13 centimeters, flaccid, erect, 9 to 17. And he said the most surprising finding was men said they feared other people being able, let me see, he said many people were afraid that somebody could look at them while they're wearing pants and figure out their size. Now, all right, some of you are like, well, why is this important? Well, okay, you know, mind you, I'm a family doc, and I deal with people's anxiety, stress, etc. Now, when I ask about people when they're stressed, I ask about home life, and I ask about work. Because usually all subjects will come up. Home life, work, social life, sexual, whatever. I don't ask them specifically if they are concerned about certain sizes. Now, some of my listeners have called me in past episodes asking what they could do to increase the length of their penis. And there really is nothing. Yeah, we have penis implants, and I suppose there's some cosmetic things, but really, we don't recommend enlargements. Yeah, there are some cosmetic enlargement procedures, but we don't recommend it. Okay, your job is to please your lady, and we talk about sex a lot on the show. And we talk about how size of men, okay, is not all that a woman needs when it comes to sex, all right? We talked about a whole variety of other things that enhance, okay? And we're not, you know, we're not trying to sidestep the subject saying, okay, well, if you aren't large enough, do other things. No. Most women, they want the whole kit and caboodle, okay? So that is why I think many men overestimate what they think a woman wants, because they think it just has to do with the size. And if you really understand a female's anatomy, the size isn't as important. We've talked about G-spots. We talked about where doctors think it is. Okay, only a few inches in. So you don't need to be 7-8 inches long, people. All right? There's a lot of other things you need to be doing. Foreplay, kissing, hand, feet, neck. So for those of you guys that are anxious about that, please get that out of your head. No, you don't have to be. Now, I'm sure some teachers are anxious. We got a four-year-old who brought crack cocaine to a Philadelphia preschool. Crack cocaine. He's only four. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A four-year-old in Philadelphia brought 8 bags of crack cocaine in these little Ziploc dime bags, like you'd see on Breaking Bad, and $173 in cash. He brought it to preschool, showed it to his classmates. How does a four-year-old even know? One of the classmates told one of the teachers. Police were called to the school after the boy showed the 8 Ziploc dime bags to his classmate. One alerted the teacher. The boy said he didn't know where the drugs came from, but authorities are now questioning his uncle. All right? Of course, school districts are saying this stuff is rare. It doesn't happen a lot. I hope this kid wasn't a mule. I hope they're not using kids at 4 years old. That's some scary stuff. But he had money, he had the powder, and I mean, what, to sell to preschoolers? Whoever did this, whoever loaded up his backpack and told him to do this, this guy needs to be put in jail for life. That is some very scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, let's talk about aircraft noise being linked to heart disease, as well as 3D printed bacteria helping us figure out more about what's going on with bacteria and colonies and why we're printing bacteria to begin with. And then Jimmy Carter weighs in saying that today's middle class resembles the poor of the 1970s. It's always interesting to hear what he has to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com."
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocaDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app. Don't forget to download those for free. You can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. Plus, visit our website at drdahlia.com. We'd love to hear from you. Sign into our guest book. We'd love to find out where you're listening from. And any questions you have, email me at drdahlia.com. All right, so two studies have linked aircraft noise to higher rates of cardiovascular disease. And this is kind of fueling the debate on what the effect airports have on neighborhoods. Now, the first study found rates of strokes and heart disease increased with people's proximity to London's Heathrow Airport, which is obviously Europe's busiest hub. This is according to Bloomberg.com. The second found that U.S. seniors on Medicare who were exposed to the most airplane noise were also more likely to have been hospitalized for heart disease. Now, both papers were published in the British Medical Journal. They say today's research adds weight to the idea that where you put an airport doesn't just affect neighbors' quality of life, but also their health. Now, really, is it the noise, or could it be some of the fuel? Could it be some of the particulates? Could it be being woken up? They say the results imply that the sighting of airports and consequent exposure to aircraft noise may have direct effects on the health of the surrounding population. They say planners need to take this into account when expanding airports in heavily populated areas or planning new airports. Well, duh. They say Heathrow Airport handled 70 million passengers last year. 70 million. That's crazy. And apparently London Mayor Boris Johnson has said he's going to block any expansion around the airport. I don't know if it has to do with that. But apparently the study looked at 3.6 million people who lived in 12 London boroughs and 9 districts west of London. And they said 2% of the population studied lived in the area with the highest level of noise, more than 63 decibels in the daytime or more than 55 decibels at night. By comparison, they say, you know, usually laughter, normal conversation, I thought was close to that. I have to double check. Anyway, they said those living in the noisiest areas more likely to be hospitalized because of stroke, heart disease, coronary heart disease, cardiovascular disease, etc. So if you live near an airport, you may want to flee. You know how, you know, you're looking for a home and you're like, oh, I want to live near a school. See, me, I like being close to the airport. When I went to college in Vegas, I was right by the airport. And this was before 9/11. This was before you having to go through lengthy security. So I could get to the airport 15 minutes before the flight and still jump on the plane. I didn't have to, you know, set 2 hours aside to get there. It was kind of nice. So I liked living by the airport. All right, 3D printed bacteria. We didn't have 3D printers back then. They say may unlock disease secrets. Bacteria has sizes and shapes and cocci and clusters, etc., and they communicate with each other. But sometimes when they communicate, it helps them become more and more resistant. They say bacterial colonies sculpted from custom shapes by a 3D printer could be the key to understanding how some antibiotic-resistant infections develop. They say the new technique uses methods similar to those like that employ commercial 3D printers, which could make plastic or gelatin-based bacteria, etc. Anyway, they create gelatin-based bacteria breeding grounds, and the microbial condos can be carved into almost any three-dimensional shape, like pyramids, nested spheres. I like those little kitty towers, right, where the cats jump on, and then they you could do that. They say the 3D printing technique can be used to investigate questions like how many bacteria have to be clustered together, what size or shape, etc. I think that's cool. I always like microbiology. Imagine just sitting there playing around with bacteria clusters and shapes and puzzles, etc. They say bacteria clustering is important because bacteria bunched together will sometimes act differently than by themselves. So they may make these biofilms that help them become resistant. You know, like a school of fish, whenever a predator comes, if they stay within a school, some seem to survive than others. Right? Same thing with bacteria and biofilm. Making these big, huge shields seem to help. And they need to kind of figure that out. Some of us have biofilms on our teeth. Don't forget to brush that off. Alright, so they're going to understand biofilm. Let me see. They talk about the printing. They kind of make this gel like Jell-O, but nobody's allowed to eat it. Then they use a laser to carve out capsules. Laser light. Lasers and bacteria. That's all cool stuff. They're working with Staph aureus. They're working with Pseudomonas. Then they're exposing these little spheres to ampicillin and antibiotics, seeing what happens, just like they did back in the 40s with penicillium. Pretty cool stuff, or even before that. All right, so they get to play around while we all sit here and have to do our jobs. CDC has recalled 30 furlough employees to work on the Salmonella outbreak. Apparently, hundreds of people have been infected with the Salmonella outbreak linked to a California chicken farm. All right, so CDC has called back some of their workers. Apparently, it has sickened nearly 300 people in 18 states. 42% of those that have contracted the disease have been hospitalized, which is a huge percentage. All right. The source of the outbreak is traced back to a raw chicken products produced by three Foster Farms facilities in California. Many of us, Foster Farms chickens, I love. It tastes good. Got to cook this stuff really good, people. At least 165 degrees Fahrenheit. The outbreak appears to have begun in March, and the USDA was notified of the illnesses in July. Investigators had some difficulty pinpointing it. Spokesperson for Foster Farms says no recall was in effect, and these infections were caused by chicken that were undercooked or improperly handled. The USDA, Mark, definitely go to the USDA website to find out what products are of concern. We talked about how one researcher said don't wash your chicken, right, before you prepare it, because you're not going to get rid of the salmonella anyway, and you're going to splash the salmonella all over the kitchen, right? You take the chicken. See, I've never washed a chicken because of the splatter. Yeah, I deal with the chicken. I either soak it, or if it looks already kind of soaked and not really bloodied, I slice it up, cut it up, throw it where it needs to be, and then the very small area I work with, I clean. But, yeah, washing the chicken won't get rid of the salmonella. You got to cook it. And sometimes washing could actually splatter it all over the place. Pretty interesting. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jimmy Carter blames tax breaks for the wealthy, a stagnant minimum wage, and political polarization for the slippage of the middle class. Why does he just blame the administration? He says the middle class Americans are as financially shaky as the poor were when he was president 3 decades ago. Carter is 89 years old. He says the growing economic inequality in the United States has left middle class families financially unstable and eroded in their economic security. No, it's not the inequality. It's that they've lost their jobs, that we're in a recession, that we're browbeating employers, that we're taxing employers for not buying health insurance, how we're raising the minimum wage and with inflation and employers not getting any breaks. You keep taxing the employers, you start to lack employers. When you lack employers, you end up having more people who are not in a wealthy position to employ people. That's what it is, but that's fine. So he says the disparity between rich people and poor people in America has increased dramatically since when we started. The middle class has become more like poor people than they were 30 years ago, so I don't think it's getting any better. Mind you, the 70s was 40 years ago, too. All right, so he blames the tax breaks on the wealthy, a minimum wage untethered from the inflation rate, and electoral districts drawn to maximize political polarization. He said those factors have reduced the quality of life for all but a small fraction of Americans and imperiled the nation's standing as a real superpower. I mean, see, here's the thing. You're going to always have wealthy people, okay? You're going to have, yeah, and a lot of people got rich with this recession. They did, and it frustrates a lot of us. But you will always have a disparity between rich and poor. That happens. The losing the middle class is not the rich's fault. The wealthy's fault. It's not. Okay? It's government's fault. When you enact all these changes, okay? When you don't do anything to get us out of a recession, depression that's in its fifth year, that's what hurts the middle class. You can't blame Warren Buffett for this one. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
In
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.